Obviously, we know that picks one and two are going to be Andrew Luck for Indianapolis and also Robert Griffin III for the Washington Redskins. So, Neil, let's start by discussing Minnesota at number three. A lot of people expected they would go for the left tackle, Matt Khalil, throughout this process. But sort of in the last week, people are starting to wonder whether they're going to go in a different direction.
Yeah, starting to look at LSU cornerback Maurice Claiborne. I think that's because of the value of the cornerback position. So we see over 5,000 yard passes becoming regular in the NFL. We had three of them last year. It's a passing league now. So that does put a value on someone like Matt Khalil, but certainly puts that value on Maurice Claiborne, the best shutdown cornerback in the draft this year. So I can see him going either way there. So I'll say for now, I think they will stick with Khalil, but they're certainly looking long and hard at Claiborne.
Do you think they're trying to be a bit cute here? Because they must know that Tampa Bay want Claiborne. So if they swap places, you know, Trent Richardson will go at four, they still get Khalil at five.
Yes, and you look at the Vikings, a number of holes. You know, they've got problems in the secondary. They've got problems on the offensive line. Not much at wide receiver. So they do need a number of things. So if they can drop down a little bit, pick up some more picks, they might do that. I just think they invested in Christian Ponder at quarterback last year. Get your franchise left tackle to protect him in Matt Khalil.
It looks like Trent Richardson at four. What do you like about him?
Everything. This guy is going to be really good. Powerful running back. Takes care of the football. Can run away from people. Can run over people. Is probably the best running back prospect to come out since Adrian Peterson. If you put him in that bracket, we're looking at a guy who could be really special. Now, normally, I mentioned it's becoming a passing league. You don't take a running back this high. But I think Cleveland are going to look long and hard at Trent Richardson. They need some weapons around Colt McCoy. They may try and go quarterback later in this draft, wide receiver as well. But Richardson, for me, would be the one there. They may take a look at Claiborne. And sometimes you see these little twists and you think, well, you can never have enough good cornerbacks in the NFL. But they certainly need help at running back. So Richardson would be the one for me there.
And at number five, Tampa Bay, if Claiborne's off the board, what direction do you think they'll go?
Well, I've seen stuff that says they might go Khalil, and I didn't think they would. I thought they might look at trading down because they don't need something that urgently then. I would say it sounds like they're going to go Khalil if Claiborne isn't there. If Claiborne is available, they run to the podium and make the pick because they love this guy. He gives them everything they need at cornerback. Rondé Barber's 37 years old now. Aqib Talib has had problems on and off the field. I think Claiborne would shut down one of those sides of that field. Don't forget, it's a division that's got Cam Newton throwing the football, Drew Brees throwing the football, and Matt Ryan throwing the ball for the Atlanta Falcons. So it's a passing division. The Buccaneers need help in the secondary. But I think Khalil would be too good for them to pass up if he did slip there. But for now, I think if Claiborne's available, I'd see them go Maurice Claiborne.
There's been a ton of debate about what St. Louis are going to do. I mean, for a lot of the time, people thought Justin Blackmon, then sort of Fletcher Cox comes onto the scene. You know, people are wondering whether there's going to be a wild card there. Maybe they'll look to their secondary. Stephon Gilmore's getting a lot of attention. So what do you think that St. Louis will do at six?
I think they should take Justin Blackmon. I think they should take the wide receiver. I think they should look back at game film and see that this was the most dominant college wide receiver. Forget about what Michael Floyd and Stephen Hill have done in shorts at the combine. I spoke to the Rams general manager, Les Snead, a couple of weeks ago, and he said, we're trying to look at football tape and concentrate on what they did on the field. And when you look at Blackmon, he was the dominant wide receiver in college. They don't have any wide receivers to speak of. They need to get more weapons around Sam Bradford. So I would see them going Justin Blackmon. Fletcher Cox would be an interesting one because Jeff Fisher likes to build his teams along both lines. And I think he would look at adding a dominant defensive lineman in Fletcher Cox. A couple of other things they might do. If Khalil was still there, they would take him because you can never have enough good offensive linemen. And they might look at Trent Richardson, even though they've got Steven Jackson, this Pro Bowl running back who's been around a long time. Jackson is getting up there in years. He's a very, very physical runner. At some point, there's going to come a time where he wears down. So there's a number of options for the Rams because, again, they need a lot of holes to be filled. So again, they wouldn't be against trading back and picking up more picks as well.